503, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and with all due respect to Jacqueline Waters, I got news for you. These downpours are really downpouring, right? Is that not what everybody says? The math is mathing? Well, I'll tell you, the downpours are downpouring, and it is some really, really serious rain. I am looking right as we are speaking, my friends. I'm looking at trees that are blowing and bending. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but the heavy rain, it's like somebody is just banging against the outer wall of this studio. So a couple of little technical hiccups here and there. We're having some issues, but I got to tell you something. My buddy Jeremy back there at the Radio Factory is making everything as seamless as is humanly possible, doing a great job, and I do appreciate that. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to get to. I don't think we'll have any of our usual audio clips this afternoon, just because in this case, the math is not mathing. But there was a great scene at the Olympics, and I'm certainly not talking about the opening ceremony. I'm still absolutely appalled by that. You know what's weird? I know John, my friend John Reed, was there, right? He was there for the opening ceremonies, and he may have discussed it in his very, very early hours. I didn't hear a discussion of it. I'm going to have to reach out to him and see what he has to say about it. But I watched it, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's so offensive. It's so insulting. It's so demeaning, and it's just wrong. And you know what it was, in addition to being wrong? It was unnecessary, right? It was one of those unforced errors. I watched that. It's clearly mocking the Last Supper. Okay. Now, I think you're a nitwit if that's what you want to do, but I'll defend your right to paint a painting or do something. I really will. I'm not going to go and give you any money for it. I'm not going to display it in my home. I'm not going to say nice things about it, but I will absolutely positively defend your right to do that. What this was, however, was a group of people deciding this was what they wanted to do. It wasn't just some artist somewhere who put this up. This was the entire Olympic planning committee that said, oh, this is going to be great. Then they came back, and you remember what they did? There was this mealy mouth, mushy sort of apology. And then after that, they came back and said, oh, you know, it wasn't even the Last Supper anyway. It was poking fun at something else. It's like, you got to get your lies straight then. You really do. Now, there's nothing happening in the Olympics that I'm overly concerned with, except I will tell you, very proud of the women's gymnastics team, right? Gold medals all the way around. That Simone Biles absolutely bringing it home. So good for them. I'm very proud of them. And I also was a little taken aback with the judo. Judo is a big thing in the Summer Olympics. And one of the competitors is an Israeli by the name of Baruch Shmailov. And he won his first match over a competitor from Morocco. But the guy from Morocco would not shake Baruch's hand. Why? Well, because he's Jewish, because he's Israeli. And this anti-Semitism that is on full display at the Olympics, this anti-Israeli mindset that seems to be just far too general at this point, has taken hold. Now, Baruch's next opponent was a guy from Tajikistan. Well, guess what? The Tajiki defeated Baruch. And then Baruch offered to shake his hand. Well, that didn't happen. The guy refused to shake his hand. Then he goes to the next match. And after shouting Allahu Akbar, one of the competitors from Japan not only defeated him, but dislocated his shoulder. And this big, tough, mean, nasty Jew hater, Israel hater wound up crying like a small girl, like a little girl on the mat. And I thought, well, there you go. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the efforts to scrub different things from big tech. And we talked a little bit about how Google had hidden autocomplete suggestions related to the assassination attempt on former President Trump. And some people reached out to me and I shared what they sent. I said, hey, let me know what you're finding there. People said, well, you know, I went on Google. I was able to find it. But you do have to take a look and see if they still have that autocomplete section disabled. You know what I'm talking about, right? You pull up your Google browser and you start typing something, you know, rain, and it just fills in the rest, heavy rain in Hanover. You go, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Well, it had disabled that portion of the interwebs for any coverage of the attempt on President Trump's life. Now, some folks are able to get it now. You're having to put it in all yourself, though, and that seems to be the difference. All right, let me get to a couple of really good texts here. Very, very impressed with these. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, 804, says, here come the fake push polls to demoralize Trump voters. That is absolutely correct. But wait, there's more. Wendell in Smithfield says, hey, wait, Jeff. There's nothing they can do to stop me from voting. I can't wait. Remember, Rush Limbaugh taught us about push polls many, many years ago. You are absolutely correct. The push polls are designed and they are out in the field now, all to benefit Kamala Harris by demoralizing Trump voters. This is why I say over and over, do not be overly confident. Every one of us who is on Team Trump, if you will, because we want to make America great again, we'd like to see opportunities for our kids and our grandkids and our friends and our neighbors and family members, all that. Every one of us who is on that side, we have to treat this election as if our preferred candidate is, in fact, the underdog and is, in fact, running behind. Do not trust anything that you are being told by these legacy news media outlets. All right. Let me see. Jane and Ashlyn, who always sends some very, very interesting notes, says, hey, Jeff and Jeremy. Jeremy, you got mentioned in the text. So congratulations. Jane and Ashlyn says, Jeff, Jeremy, did you see the, quote, impromptu man on the street interviews on Newsmax? The interviewer asked a couple what they thought about the assassination attempt on President Trump, and the guy said it was all staged. That Trump was willing to attempt suicide to get a sympathy vote. When asked about the other gentleman's death and the other victim seriously wounded, the dude responded, quote, death means nothing to Trump. What did he care if people were killed to get votes? Sinful and disgusting that anyone, even an ignorant leftist, would say such a thing. You're right. You are absolutely right. Yeah. I know the texts are all fine, Jeremy. I'm keeping him updated. Jeff, can you tell us how we can find out if we donated to the Democrat Party? Yeah, this is a huge story that broke on this very program. Mike Dickinson, citizen journalist, called it out that there seem to be a number of people in Richmond who are listed as having donated massive amounts of money to Democrat Party activists and Democrat Party candidates and the Democrat Party itself, but they, it appears, would not have that money. So now Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is looking into it. I'll tell you what, 804, tomorrow Mike Dickinson will be here. I'm going to ask him to give us the website that you can check, and you should check. See if somehow, some way, some Democrat Party money was donated in your name. And I think we all ought to check, now that I think about it, if this is that widespread and they are using, according to Mike, Richmond as this base to make this stuff look right, make it look legitimate, then we all have an obligation to take a look at that. Jim from Hanover says, hey, Jeff. I am wondering about CrowdStrike. Was it the same sort of thing as that Russia hoax that they pulled for the Democrats? CrowdStrike is run by Democrats. That's what Hillary Clinton was using to try and set up Donald Trump. CrowdStrike, according to Jim from Hanover, a very, very bad company. 804 says, Jeff, Nanny Jane in Tuckahoe. CrowdStrike at VCU Health. We were down for a couple of days. And also West Hospital, where my daughter works. Wow. Additionally, my daughter could not connect her personal computer to the health system. All right. All right. Jeff, how come the media is not playing the sound bites from Kamala Harris commenting on the Israel Hezbollah attacks? Where's Joe Biden? Are the Republicans trying to remove this incompetent clown, Jeff Van Gutchelen? I don't know that we want Kamala Harris in the Oval Office. I don't know that we want Joe Biden in the Oval Office, but we have sort of kind of a Biden-esque operation there. Man, it's just dangerous for the next 100 days. It is. It really is. Jeff, 804 says, Snoop Dogg was tearing up at the national anthem. He's the best part of the NBC coverage. Wow, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to go back. I'll take a look at it. I'm being completely honest. There's not a lot in the Olympics that I care all that much about. But I love the patriotism when it's on display. And I do love the patriotism from all sides. If you're a proud Australian and you win gold in something, I want you to be proud. I want you to be patriotic. I'm hoping against hope. And you said Snoop Dogg was actually tearing up at the national anthem. Boy, that's wonderful to hear. I mean, say what you will about Snoop Dogg, but man, that is good to hear. All right, so. Quick reminder, you can always hit us up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We are going to try, because Jeremy is more magician than producer at times through his magic. I believe that we're going to have some audio, even as we are dealing with a few technical things, and we hope to have that all put to bed ASAP. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.